The skydivers had just landed.
Safely in the field right next to us.
And they delivered us the top five at five. I thought that was an amazing thing.
Good move, guys.
It's like
Thank
when
you.
They like at a football game when they drop the when they bring the football. You know, it's like the same thing. And then, now that is really something.
That's so impressive.
It's a beautiful moment. But guy's foot was on fire when he landed. I think.
All part of the plan.
Yes, right. Exactly. That's exactly what Violetta said. And she was when she gets up in the balloon. This thing dropping like a rock is all part of the plan, right? Yes, is that what it is? So the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Lyle's Eyes to the Skies Festival, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. How about that?
Nice.
All right. You know, they appreciate the plug. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. You know what it's time for, don't you?
We do.
Do you know what it's time for?
It's
all right,
that
here we
time
go.
Of day.
The top five at five on the Rocon Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rocon Show. Let's go.
All right, and
what do you have?
Right now, caller number 19 at 312-981-7200 rips us off. Right, $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. Trailer prices every day. Check out The Edge. Their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview and now also open in Orland Park. Wow. Do not miss that.
Nice.
There we go. Thank you, people. Mm-hmm. All right. Checking in at
number five.
Last night on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert talked about Melania Trump's tweet defending her husband, even though she has been... And it's ironic that she said her platform is going to be, she's against cyberbullying.
Yes, irony lost on no one, I think.
Here's Stephen Colbert.
Of course, the first lady naturally defended her husband via her spokesperson. As the first lady has stated publicly in the past, when her husband gets attacked, he will punch back 10 times harder. Yes, as the first lady says, when they go low, we go 10 times lower. So, the focus on cyberbullying is going well so far.
It's very odd. I mean, it is even...
It is for her to choose that platform knowing the habits of her husband. But she says he won't listen to me anyway. I give him my opinion and he takes it as he will. And he's his own man.
He does not listen. It was the last time... I mean, she could have just called Ivana and you know, gotten everything she needed to know right there. This is how that's going to go. Or Marla. Or anybody. I mean, I'm not going to throw any stones in glass houses here, but I think when she had to go to Washington, it was really sort of like, okay, 1 year, I give you
right.
1 year.
What is he making me do now? Kind of thing.
This is
oh
it.
No.
Right. And then after that, the Slovenian White House, is it possible? She's going to travel, you know, I'm glad that she's taking really, really great care of her kid. And that's the most important thing. Because talk about, you know, the adult kids can handle this, right? You know, they, in some ways,
I would say the kids are off base. I mean, like to just, they're not allowed to be touched.
But the little
anyway.
Kids, yes. But
I think once you get involved in politics, you know, and you become an active part of policy and part of the administration, that's different.
Right. Exactly. But the college age, the one that just got out of college, and then Barron,
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not doing anything, right?
She was one of the rich kids of Instagram. We know that.
Yes.
And
well,
now
was...
I don't know what she's up to.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
There we go. All right. For their part, Mika and Joe are firing back at the president. Can you believe this? I can't believe what I'm reading. You know, like a year ago, if you had said, this is what I was reading. Mika and Joe. It's like a reality show, right? Oh, Mika and Joe. Wait, are they the House Hunter ones? Or which ones are they? What do they do? Oh, no, they're the swamp mon. No. That's no Storage Wars.
Is she a real housewife, maybe?
No, Storage Wars. No.
No, it's...
Mika and Joe from Morning Joe are fighting back. By the way, and they're a couple now, too. See, things, again, a year ago, no one would believe this.
No, you didn't think that. Mm-hmm. They were both married to other people.
Yes.
So that's why you didn't think it.
So the president, they're firing back at him, claiming that he reached out to help them fend off unflattering reports about their relationship in the National Enquirer, but there were strings attached.
We got a call that, hey, the National Enquirer is going to run a negative story against you guys. And it was, Donald is friends with, the president is friends with the guy that runs the National Enquirer. And they said, if you call the president up and you apologize for your coverage, then he will pick up the phone and basically spiked the story.
Now, he claims to have the text messages of this.
Joe Scarborough does.
Yes.
Yeah. He says he has phone records that show he hasn't spoken to him in many months, and he has text messages and other things to support that.
I've got phone records to show something else, pal. There's more.
I had, I will just say, three people at the very top of the administration calling me. And the response was like, are you kidding me? I don't know what they have. Run a story? I'm not going to do it. The calls kept coming and kept coming. And they were like, call. You need to call. Please call. So, come on, Joe. Just pick up the phone and call him. It's blackmail.
It seems like the dirty part of politics that you know happens, but the president admitted to it in a tweet today, basically. He put it out there for himself.
Right. We went the other way. He was like, well, Joe called me. I didn't call him because Joe called me, and I wouldn't spike the story for him.
I said no. Kind of indicating that it was his power to do so, right? Isn't that what everyone read from that?
That's what I read, yes.
And let me explain what they were threatening. They were calling my children. They were calling close friends.
You're talking about the National Enquirer. No.
And they were pinning the story on my ex-husband, who would absolutely never do that. So I knew immediately it was a lie and that they had nothing. And these calls persisted for quite some time. And then Joe had the conversations that he had with the White House where they said, oh, this could go away.
One more.
So I just want to be very clear here.
Wow.
The National Enquirer is harassing your children, your daughters, who are teenagers.
Yeah. And then
Joe, in turn, is getting calls from the White House.
By the way, I was at Mika's house for a few minutes and came out, and there was a guy in a van that was staked out there. Watching, it was clear that he was from a tabloid, and he said it started asking questions. And then after all this started happening, that's when we started getting calls from the White House saying, if you call, need to call the president, and
our response to my ex-husband, talking to Joe, talking to my kids, was screw it, let him run it.
Wow.
Okay, things are going well, wouldn't you say?
It's
kind of what I take away from this. It's a kind of wacky local morning television right there that was.
It is. So, they postponed their vacation to stay there to respond directly to the president's tweets about the morning TV show host, which is weird. All of it's weird. And then got weirder today when the president lashed back and had more to say.
And they're already like married because they're interrupting each other. Did you notice that? they're kind of like.
But they're not going to get married at Mar-a-Lago.
No, wait a second. You're going out of turn. No, what happened first was. It's like, okay, all right. This is the whole thing is unseemly. I don't want the President of the United States involved in any of this.
No.
I don't want it.
I
don't want it. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. All right, Top 5 continues right here from the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, brought to you by Allstate. We're live at the Eyes in the Skies, for the Skies, at the Skies.
Don't look to the skies.
I knew that there was a word in there.
Eyes to the Skies.
Eyes to the Skies event in beautiful Lyle, man. It is gorgeous.
Pretty.
Until we got here and ruined everybody's lawns by driving over them. This is a
beautiful
community.
They were.
It's very,
very
nice
when we arrived.
Call Jason Herbers to get your insurance on that.
Number three.
All right, Despicable Me 3 hits theaters. And thanks to a fantastic new villain, there's a strong 80s vibe to the whole animated adventure.
Hello, Gru. How's your transition coming? You know, from world's worst villain to world's worst agent?
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Ah!
Oh, that's right. You are. But then you get canceled.
Stephen Carell and Kristen Wiig return as co-stars, and Carell told reporters he rocked some sick gear in the 1980s.
My brother gave me a Liz Claiborne jacket.
Oh, my God.
That was a powder blue. Cotton sort of bomber barracuda jacket, and it had the biggest shoulder pads, and I wouldn't take it off. I
loved
it.
Do you have a picture of this?
I don't. Not on me.
I mean, that would be weird.
Gotta love the 80s. I have some embarrassing ones myself, I think. I had snakeskin Jordache jeans, which was I thought at the time were very pretty, but
I can't wait for shoulder pads to come back.
Shoulder pads.
Who doesn't like shoulder pads?
1989, great year.
Oh, don't even say
it. Okay.
Don't even say it.
Taylor Swift wrote an album about it.
I was born
when
in
you
89.
Guys were born. Okay. Got it.
Very it's a great year all around.
Did you do the big hair, Judy? Like the big poof thing?
Oh, please, yes.
It was so funny. They were like full of, like, people used to make, like, they used to call it cobra hair because sometimes it could almost attack you, right?
Right. But it was so hard that you could literally hit someone in the head and they would, you'd take them down.
With the hairspray and everything
that.
Just absolutely beautiful.
All right. Checking in at.
No. There's an elephant at the fest. Cool.
There's everything here.
Sweet.
Watch out.
Did we say number two? All right. 8 Brit Awards, 4 Grammys, a Golden Globe, and an Oscar in decades spent topping music chart somehow escaped L.A. radio station that sent a letter inviting the legendary Annie Lennox to send in her latest MP3 single for consideration. What? The icon shared a copy of the note on Facebook, joking, "I think I'm in with a chance." Lennox blacked out the station's name, but that didn't stop her many fans from commenting on the post, speculating which LA radio station had a program director named Glenn. It's probably Glenn, right? Because everybody, like in radio, we get two first names.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm John Glenn. I'm your program director. Not that John Glenn, but I'm rocking into you with the hits. God, I hate radio.
Stop.
He means music radio.
Music radio. Not the rest of radio. This WGN's a legend, people.
That's true.
Yeah. And remember, AM radio will save your life if there's a thunderstorm, because you hear it. Most important thing. That's the way to do it. Anyway, here's Annie Lennox.
Dear Annie Lennox, Kylie here from Radio Los Angeles. I came across your music online and I really like what I heard. I'm the new music coordinator for a station that has over 100,000 unique listeners each month. I find artists who I think have potential and I get them into rotation on our station. So if you'd like, please send over the MP3 for your latest single. I'll forward it to Glenn, our program director here at to see if he's interested in putting it in rotation. Also, what sort of support campaign do you have going on for your single? Like press, video, licensing, etc.? I only ask because we are connected to an artist development firm that can also get you into 150 radio stations worldwide and provide support for press, video, retail, and licensing. The best part is, Annie, if they really like your music, they'll cover all of the marketing expenses. You can check them out at blah, 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 blah. Please let them know Kylie, me, referred you, and you should be in. Let me know your thoughts, and be sure to send me that MP3. Regards, Kylie.
Oh,
they think she has potential.
God. Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox.
Let me go back through that for just one second. 8 Brit Awards, 4 Grammys, a Golden Globe, an Oscar. And number one on the charts in 3 consecutive decades. This is, you know who I blame for this?
Who do you blame?
The millennials. I blame these
two. I was
two
waiting
right
for it. I was waiting for it. It's always our fault.
I kind of did.
Right?
Kylie, she sounded like a millennial, didn't she?
Right. It's like, I mean.
To be honest, I don't know who Annie Lennox
is. Are you people on Instagram?
I knew it.
You don't know who Annie Lennox is?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if I was supposed to. I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Annie Lennox. She's great. I'm going to Google her right now. I should probably know her. Apparently, she's important.
You should probably do that before you try to discover her.
It's moments like this that I wish that Frank Sinatra had lived long enough to be in this era. so that Annie would show up and her car would be on blocks. Or not Annie, but Kylie would show up and her car would be on blocks. And there'd be a really fat guy standing next to her.
She'd figure out who he was pretty quickly.
What's one of her songs?
Oh
like, can you guys sing one of her songs?
Sweet Dreams.
Oh, that song, yeah.
The one we were just playing?
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
Walking on Broken Glass.
You know that Walking on Broken Glass?
Oh, yeah.
If you heard
yeah.
a lot of her music, you would definitely recognize it.
Oh,
it stands the test of time.
God.
Well, she seems cool. Nothing's above her.
Now I blame both of you for this. All right.
And I think they're Kylie and Glenn.
I think they are Kylie
Wait
and Glenn.
Wait a minute. Right? Radio but station?
Yeah.
Kylie like, and Glenn.
LA's a diversion. It's Chicago.
Total cover.
I did love this, that we have 100,000 unique listeners every week in Los Angeles. There's 30 million people in the Los Angeles listening area, and we have exactly 100,000, in case you want to sell some records. We have a million people listening every week on the radio to WGN and another half million listening online.
Thank you,
Annie,
our listeners.
You're welcome anytime to come by.
Anytime.
All right.
Love you, Annie.
And we know who you are.
There we are. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Oh, God. Alec Baldwin. I want him and I want Hillary to just take a walk in the woods, and I want them to grab Donald Trump and take him with them.
Yeah.
That's what I want to have happen.
Solve some problems.
How about the three of you go? Connecticut is beautiful this time of year. Big summer vacation. Anyway, he took a shot at both Donald Trump and George Washington for some reason at the same time on the Friday release of a video to promote his upcoming Spike TV comedy roast.
Hello, everyone. It's me, George Washington, the guy who made America great the first time. People didn't know I talked like this, but it's true. I cannot tell a lie. This is how I sound. I come to you this Independence Day with a special message. First, you're welcome, you know, for your amazing freedoms, creating all this tremendous democracy. I grabbed so much freedom from those British losers. When you're the president, they let you do it, okay? I won our nation's first election fair and square, complete landslide. Nobody thought I could win all 13 colonies, but I did. The press is saying the French interfered. Okay, that's fake news. I don't know French. I never borrowed money from the French. The only thing I got from the French is my kissing, which I should mention is quite impressive. Never one complaint.
All right.
Well, that kind of worked in a weird way.
All right, let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.